A recent article by the World Health Organization noted that globally, 1 in 7 youth between the ages of 10 and 19 years old experience mental health challenges. Failing to address mental health and well-being issues in our youth has far-reaching repercussions that stretch way into adulthood, limiting them to lead fulfilling lives as adults who positively contribute towards society. Building a culture of well-being, especially in our youth, is critical for a thriving society.
There are those different stumbling blocks, and I know that you mentioned stigma already. And stigma is a big thing. It's about talking about your mental health, you know, knowing when to get treatment, knowing where to access that treatment is a huge problem.
It would be easy, from my perspective to say, community-based organizations or NGOs like ourselves. But I mean, I think the problem is too vast and the resources available to organizations like ourselves are just too limited. You know, I think it has to come from government. I think as Venetia was saying, you know, if teachers could be included in the solution, I think that's probably the lowest hanging fruit.
So we would hear comments I learned saying that I could talk to this lady, I could talk to this auntie, I could talk to this teacher, and they sometimes call our therapists teachers as well, about what was going on.
Click the subscribe button on our podcast profile to make sure you don't miss out on this episode.